This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare at the Carter Center, where a conference from the State Department of Education on human trafficking has been going on. One of the featured speakers is Christine Dolan, whose report 12 years ago now, called Shattered Innocence, broke new ground in the awareness of human trafficking. She has covered politics for ABC News and was political director at CNN. Christine Dolan, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis.
This past week, I spoke with Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed about some thoughts he had on the perception of Atlanta as a hub for human trafficking. And his point was Atlanta has pushed some of the traffic out because of its enforcement.
A large part of the sex trafficking trade is done outside of the city limits in rural areas intentionally because folks don't like to draw attention to it and because we have pushed a lot of that activity out.
But is Atlanta, just because of its nature as a transportation center, to some extent a transfer point or some sort of hub for human trafficking?
Dennis, I think what has happened in the last 13 years is human trafficking has become part of the vernacular. We now have more money being spent to fight it, and there have been more charities that have been created to fight it. So it's really coming from the charity end of it. These good, allegedly good actors are calling their local communities epic centers. And there are a lot of people that have done it here in Georgia. I'm not saying that there aren't victims that are here, or Georgia's not a transitory on the ground going from LA, from, you know, according to the southern route. But every city can't be the epic center. I think that as journalists, we have to really call out some of these NGOs and question them. The NGOs, the non-government organizations that are raising money, in fact, want to make it a bigger problem for their local charities than it may actually be.
Are you saying, though, that Atlanta, because, number one, of its transportation, number two, of its because of its convention business, and number three, because of its flourishing adult entertainment business, which is often linked to this, that Atlanta could not have a problem? I want to make sure we're clear on that.
No, Atlanta does have a problem, okay? It has a problem because you have international flights that come through here. You've got the strip joints, and behind strip joints, people should not think that these are victimless crimes or that the people that are in the strip joints, in fact, are willingly in the strip joints. That's not necessarily true. You also have Atlanta being on the trucking route, I should say. So does Atlanta have an issue? Yes, urban areas have an issue. Absolutely.
The other point the mayor made was we need to have more reliable data in order to attack the problem, more effectively anyway. Are we ever going to have enough reliable data to say, okay, now we have enough to put a concerted effort forth?
Solutions, practical solutions, are community-driven, local-driven. You have to bring in law enforcement, the business community, the educators, the civic leaders, and come together in community and say, is slavery showing up in the new 21st prism in our community? There's sex, there's labor, there's organ trafficking, there's voodoo. I mean, it comes in different flavors. Child soldiers, do we have child soldiers in Atlanta? I doubt that, but you can take a look at what's going on with the gangs, okay? We're not looking at it the way we need to look at it in the 21st century. It goes on the street as well as over the internet, and that's what Americans are not getting.
So you're saying instead of waiting for a study, we need to get the folks on the front lines together and see what's happening on the street level? Is that?
And as well, and the connection to the internet. Absolutely, the connection to the internet. And you really have to come together as communities.
You mentioned during your talk at the conference that state laws on human trafficking have only limited effect because of the internet, number one, and because of transportation across state lines, number two. The state laws have to match each other. You've covered politics a long time, though, and here in Georgia, just getting the state law we have on human trafficking took a coalition that was very delicately put together and had a lot of trouble coming up with a bill that everybody could agree on. I presume that's true in other state legislatures. How can you possibly get states to match each other when you can barely get coalitions together within the states?
Dennis, it's a good question. I'm just saying that I think that what will work in the United States is we have to have state laws that are not all over the map. We didn't have a lot of state laws. All of a sudden now in the last 13 years, we have numerous state laws. The traffickers know if they don't have a severe penalty, what state they're going to go to. The Johns Cross state lines, we know this. The dream would be to have a state law, a universal, uniform state law in the United States. And I don't know how you make that happen. I'm not a politician. I'm not in the state legislature. But I'm telling you, that's the one that would work.
Christine Dolan's Shattered Innocence, a report 13 years ago, is still one of the groundbreaking efforts in human trafficking. Christine Dolan, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Dennis, thank you.